May I speak in the name of the living God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen.
Please be seated. You should never write a sermon too early. I say that because I started off talking about the weather, because there's never a bigger topic of conversation. And the warm weather we've been having of late, I'd reflected that actually our St Swithin's challenge this year might be a very poor taking. For our visitors, the St Swithin's challenge is where we promise to give money for the number of days it rains. And normally that's pretty good, but I was thinking it wasn't going to be this good this year. But you should never underestimate the generosity of the rain. So, a couple of weeks ago we had a party at our house, and I hope that those of you who are able to join us really enjoyed yourself. We love inviting people into our home to share food and conversation and spend time with friends new and old. My mother-in-law was a wonderful chef, making all sorts of beautiful meals for her guests, but cooking for a crowd was my mother's speciality. She'd trained as a cook during the war, and I definitely mean cook, not chef. No Michelin stars for her, but she was adept at planning, budgeting, and shopping and cooking for large crowds, catering for anything up to 200 people. But I suspect that even she would have struggled, faced with thousands of hungry people and just 5 loaves and fishes to go round. And this story from the Gospel of John is one I think we all remember from our childhood and Sunday school. Perhaps you were told it in a similar way to me. The way I heard it, it was the child who offered his loaves and fishes to Jesus. No need for the disciple to identify him. The packed lunch his mum had made for him, and Jesus transformed it into a feast for all comers. And while I admit to not remembering what I was taught by my Sunday school teachers, I do remember feeling that it would have been wonderful and such a proud moment to have been that child. So proud that my packed lunch offering had become such a generous gift shared with everyone around me. I just wasn't sure how that could happen. And yes, it was a miracle not only to feed 5,000 people without spending a penny, but to still have 12 baskets of food left over. And everyone had eaten all that they could. And this is a magnificent as well as significant story. So significant that it is one of the few that appears in all 4 of our Gospels. It's important because of some of the things it tells us about God and his mission for Jesus. It wasn't for Jesus to become a king of the Jews. Jesus' mission from God was to tell people the good news about God's love for them, God's merciful forgiveness of sins, and above all else, to demonstrate his generosity. The disciples were tied up in worldly ideas of generosity. They were poor. They had a common purse from which to buy food and essentials. And as the crowd approached, Jesus asked the disciples where they might buy bread to feed the crowd. Philip was the one who spoke what the others must have thought. We don't have 6 months' wages enough to buy enough bread for all these people. He obviously had an eye for that sort of thing. The supplies, the amount of food needed, and the cost of it all. One book I read suggests that he may have been the disciples' road manager, if you're into bands. Like the rock bands have, they plan and budget and arrange all the necessities, keep the show on the road. And maybe that was Philip's role. Whatever it was, Philip's first thought was that money needed to buy enough bread was more than they had. But that wasn't the point, and Jesus knew that money wasn't going to solve the hunger of all these people. So those who have money are not going to solve the hunger in the world then or today. Something more than money is needed. And Jesus is teaching the disciples another way. And this is something we can learn too. He's teaching them that the earth and everything that feeds us is a gift from God, a very, very generous gift. So firstly, it's important not to hoard. We can't hold on to what we have if there are others who are hungry. The child who gave up his 5 loaves and 2 fishes showed them that. Jesus is showing us how sharing rather than buying is how we can show solidarity with those who are hungry around us. And we can all learn to share. And Jesus helps us through this step by step. Firstly, he takes the food they've gathered and thanks his Father God for its provision and then shared it among all the people, all 5,000 of them. The earth and everything that feeds us we've received from God. It is the gift of the Father for all his children. And yet, if we harm the earth or deprive others of what they need to live, then we've forgotten God and the gifts we receive. And these are some of the acts that separate us from God, which is another way of describing sin, the things that we do or say that separate us from God. I think the other thing about this weather is that it's reminding us about climate change. And scientists predict that the current rate of carbon emission, tens of millions more people will go hungry in the next couple of decades as agricultural yields diminish across the globe. And if nothing is done to stem the rise of global average temperatures, by 2050, they say, 250 million more people will be forced to leave their homes because becoming part of the largest forced migration of people that has ever been. Around 30 million more people will go hungry as agricultural yields go into recession across the globe. 1 to 3 billion people will suffer acute water shortages, while nearly a fifth of Bangladesh will be submerged as sea levels rise, and many islands in the Pacific will no longer be habitable. These are all weather events we see around us this summer, but they're forcing more and more people from their homes in search of water and food. Our reading from the second book of Kings also talks about feeding the people, and there's a lot of detail about the number of loaves and how many it could feed. Elisha says, "Give it to the people and let them eat. For thus says the Lord, they shall eat and have some left." And this is where the story from John echoes the story of Elisha. God is generous in giving food, and we are asked to be generous in turn. We call ourselves Christians, and when we share in the bread in the Eucharist, we are being fed by the risen Christ, sharing in God's food. And together in the spirit of that shared meal, we share in Jesus' mission. And his mission wasn't to become king, as he felt the crowd wanted him to be, the king who would provide food and save them. No, his mission was to give everyone the good news that God loves them and is merciful. Their sins are forgiven. That was his mission. And mission is such an important word. It's an important task and duty. It's our common goal and purpose. And a mission is the sending out and being sent for that purpose. So the question I would like to pose today is, what do we think the mission of the church is here in Rochdale? What is it that God wants us to do here? Well, together we talk about that in the PCC and in our mission action plan. But we have to do it together. Or we can be people who follow Jesus, then that mission for us all together may be clear. Through prayer and study and talking to each other, we can do this together. I talked about how as a youngster I remembered wanting to be that child with the 5 loaves and fishes so I could give them to Jesus. And now as an adult, I've learnt that I can't do that alone. I can't make the bread and give it to someone else to distribute. I can't feed everyone. I can't make climate change go away and save the world by myself. But together, there is hope. And at the end of each service, after we've shared in the bread and body and blood of Christ, a minister will say, "Go in peace to love and serve the Lord." And that's our commissioning, our sending out. So our mission, the one we are charged with, is to be like Jesus, to love the Lord our God, to love our neighbours as ourselves, to feed the hungry, to share the gifts we receive from God. So, as we come to the Lord's table, let's commit ourselves afresh with the generosity of God, the mission we know through Jesus, and sustained by the Holy Spirit, to share this good news with everyone. Amen.